Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. That's right, 5 minutes of your day dedicated to healing your inner child and stepping into your power. Today we're diving into a juicy topic, understanding your shadow self and how it's impacting your life. Ever feel like there are parts of yourself you just can't seem to shake? Those hidden emotions, the behaviors that pop up when you least expect them. Well, friends, that might be your shadow self whispering in your ear. Think of it this way. Your personality is like an iceberg. You see the tip, the part you present to the world, but beneath the surface lies a vast, unexplored world of emotions, desires, and experiences that you may have buried or denied. That's your shadow self, isn't it? Knowledge parts of yourself that influence your thoughts, feelings, and actions in ways you might not even realize. Now, before you freak out, let me tell you. Your shadow isn't inherently bad. It's simply a part of the whole human experience. We all have one, but how we deal with it makes all the difference. So, what can this mean for your life? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways to help you understand your shadow self and its impact. 1. Triggers or clues. You know that feeling when someone says something totally innocuous, and suddenly your blood pressure spikes, or you lash out in anger. These triggers are like breadcrumbs leading back to your shadow self. They point towards unresolved emotions, past hurts, or deeply ingrained beliefs that need attention. 2. Projection is a thing. Ever find yourself judging someone for traits you secretly dislike about yourself? That's projection. It's our subconscious way of denying those parts in ourselves and placing them onto others. Recognizing projection is key to taking ownership of your shadow and healing those wounds. 3. Your shadow holds power. Your shadow self isn't just a burden, it contains incredible power. By integrating these hidden aspects, you can tap into new levels of creativity, intuition, and resilience. Think of it like this. Embracing your shadow is like unlocking a secret vault filled with untapped potential. 4. Self-compassion is key. Dealing with your shadow self can be uncomfortable, even scary at times. Remember to treat yourself with kindness and compassion throughout the process. It's not about erasing these parts of you, but rather integrating them into a more complete and authentic self. 5. Shadow work is ongoing. This isn't a one-time fix, folks. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and integration. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and remember that every step towards embracing your shadow brings you closer to wholeness. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like you're constantly battling negativity or self-doubt? Like there's this inner voice whispering doubts and criticisms, even when you're doing great. That, my friends, could be your shadow self speaking. Imagine this. You're invited to a party, a chance to shine. But then that nagging voice starts creeping in. What if people don't like me? What if I say something stupid? Suddenly, you find yourself counseling at the last minute, missing out on a great opportunity because your shadow self has taken the wheel. That's how powerful these hidden patterns can be. But remember, the key is to recognize them and choose consciously how to respond. Instead of letting those negative thoughts control you, you can start by acknowledging them, even saying hello to that voice inside. Then, challenge those beliefs with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Alright, let's recap. Understanding your shadow self is about recognizing those hidden parts of yourself that influence your actions and emotions. It's about identifying triggers, understanding projection, and embracing the power that comes from integrating these aspects. Remember, this journey is all about self-compassion and continuous growth. So, what will you do today to step into your power? Take a moment to reflect on any recurring negative thoughts or patterns. How can you challenge those beliefs and choose a more empowered response? I'd love to hear your insights. Share your thoughts on social media. Tag me at Laura Bennett Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, embrace your shadow, shine your light, and rock your inner badass.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.